And I was editor of the yearbook, and that's why I think you should elect me president of the student body. Thank you.
Did you ever run for office in high school?
No, I have not.
I ran for class president my senior year. I made campaign posters with my face on Rosie the Riveter.
Now there's a girl that'd really get my vote.
It was a direct election.
Oh, a direct election. That's where the voters cast their ballot directly for the candidate they want.
Yeah, a direct election is only one step. Students filled out a ballot for their choice of class president, and the vote went straight to that person.
Whoever got the most votes won.
I got one vote. My own.
Aw.
It's fine. I'm over it now.
The 1964 presidential campaign is officially launched.
Presidential elections in the U.S. are not as simple as a student government election. Our presidential election is an indirect election.
You see, voters aren't really voting for the president. They're voting for someone else, their state's electors.
The Electoral College are the people who cast the official final vote for president and vice president.
I'm Jackie.
I'm Felix.
This is Civics 101 Shorts. Today we are going to shine civics light on the Electoral College.
Hold on to your bedazzled tricorn hat.
Let's play my favorite game. Let's pretend I'm running for the President of the United States. My opponent, the dreaded Felix Poon. Picture this, it's election day, and you cast your vote for me.
Or me. The votes are tallied up.
Breaking news, Jackie has 65 million votes for president. Felix came in with 63 million.
Yes! Admit defeat and say hello to your new commander-in-chief.
Not so fast. You won the popular vote, but I won the Electoral College vote.
No! Foiled again.
Your vote didn't go directly to Jackie or me. It was used to determine how many votes we'd receive in the Electoral College. And the number of Electoral College votes we received is what actually determined the outcome of the presidential election.
Why do we have an Electoral College?
The framers of the Constitution.
Now what are they debating about?
They're trying to decide who will be the head of the government.
As much as we hear about the framers creating this majestic democracy, when it came down to it, they didn't actually trust direct democracy.
They didn't think everyday folks like you or me could elect the right president, vice president, or senators.
The people will never be sufficiently informed of character. And besides, we'll never give a majority of votes to one man. They will generally vote for some man in their own state. And the largest state will have the best chance for the appointment.
The founders made an extra step in the process, a safeguard.
What exactly is the Electoral College?
Now, despite the name, it's not a college. It's not even a place. It is a group of 538 people who vote for the president and vice president.
The proceedings of the California Electoral College are now in order.
Each state has a different number of electors.
Florida with 25 electoral votes, Virginia with 13.
There's an elector for each member of the House of Representatives for that state, plus two senators.
D.C., our nation's capital, has three, even though it's not a state.
As you can tell, it is too close to call. It's a very, very tight race.
Altogether, there are 538 total electoral votes in the U.S.
The magic number is 270.
Just over half the Electoral College. Whoever rakes in 270 electoral votes officially wins.
We're back now, and we want to tell you that Bill Clinton has been elected president of the United States. Bill Clinton well beyond 270.
So the candidates want to rack up as many states where they can get the most votes. I could have won the electoral votes of Vermont.
3 votes.
Virginia.
13 votes.
And Tennessee.
11 votes.
That's 3 whole states. But if Felix had won just California, he would have way more votes than I did. Because California is worth 55 electoral votes all by itself.
Alright, so who is in the Electoral College?
The first order of business is the roll call of electors.
Sunil, Aggie.
They are the who's who. They can be Amelia, politicians, Arambola, public servants, celebrities.
Each state has its own laws and rules on who they pick and how.
R. Stephen Bollinger.
A lot has changed since the founders put the Electoral College in place.
Some people wonder if we still need the Electoral College.
There have been a few times when voters were not pleased with the Electoral College system. I'm thinking of five particular times when candidates won the popular vote, but lost the Electoral College vote, and therefore the presidential election.
Most recently in the 2016 presidential election.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us, it's about us, on our victory.
It also happened in the election of 2000. Al Gore won the popular vote, but George W. Bush eked by a win with 271 votes in the Electoral College.
The Electoral College and indirect elections of our president and vice presidents remain a hotly debated part of our democracy.
But as of now, it remains intact.
And I won the Electoral College vote in our pretend election. Better luck next time.
Oh, there'll be a next time.
Nick here, and there you have it. The Electoral College is the process in which we officially elect the president and vice president. State-picked electors cast their vote, and whichever candidate gets 270 or more Electoral College votes wins the whole shebang.
This episode was produced by Jackie Fulton, with help by Nick Capodicia, Hannah McCarthy, Felix Poon, Christina Phillips, Erica Janik, Maureen McMurray. Music in this episode by Blue Dot Sessions.